It happened that while Jesus was praying in a certain place, when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John also taught his disciples. And he said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation. And he said to them, suppose one of you has a friend and goes to him at midnight and says to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, because a friend of mine has come to me from a journey, and I have nothing to serve him. And from inside he answers and says, do not bother me, the door has already been shut, and my children and I are in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, even if he will not get up and give him anything, because of his shamelessness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find, knock, and it will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, it will. And he was casting out a mute demon. When the demon had gone out, the man who was previously unable to speak talked. And the crowds were amazed, but some of them said, he casts out the demons by Beelzebul, the ruler of the demons. Others detest him, we're demanding of him a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and a house divided against itself falls. And if Satan also has been divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you claim that I cast out the demons by Beelzebul. Yet if by Beelzebul I cast out the demons, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if I cast out the demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Mm-hmm. possessions are secure. But when someone stronger and he attacks him and overpowers him, that man takes away his armor on which he had relied and distributes his plunder. The one who is not with me is against me. And the one who does not gather with me scatters. When the unclean spirit comes out of a person, it passes through waterless places, seeking rest. I will return to my house from which I came. And when it comes, it finds its swept and put in order. Then it goes and brings along seven other spirits more evil than itself. They come in and live there. And the last condition of that person comes worse than the first. While Jesus was saying these things, one of the women in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, blessed is the womb that carried you and the breast in which you love. But he said, were increasing, he began to say, this generation is a wicked generation. It demands a sign, and so no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah. For just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. The queen of the south will rise up with the men of this generation at the judgment and condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to listen to the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, something greater than Solomon is here. Amen. But on the lampstand, so that those who enter may see the light. Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eye is clear, your whole body also is full of light. But when it is bad, your body also is full of darkness. So watch out. Whole body is full of light.
Now when he had spoken, a Pharisee asked him to have lunch with him, and he went in and reclined at the table. When the Pharisee saw this, he was surprised that Jesus had not first ceremonially washed before the meal. But the Lord said to him, "Now you Pharisees clean the outside of the cup and of the dish, but your inside is full of greed and wickedness. You foolish ones, did he who made the outside not make the inside also? But give that which is within as a charitable gift, and then all things are clean for you. But woe to you Pharisees, for you pay tithes of mint, ruined every kind of garden herb. And yet you ignore justice and the love of God. But these are the things you should have done without neglecting the others. Said to him in reply, "Teacher, when you say these things, you insult us too." But he said, "Woe to you lawyers as well, for you load people with burdens that are hard to bear, while you yourselves will not even touch the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe to you, for you build the tombs of the prophets. Your fathers who killed them. So you are witnesses, and you approve of the deeds of your fathers, because it was they who killed them, and you built their tombs. For this reason also, the wisdom of God said, 'I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they will kill and some they will persecute, so that the blood of all the prophets shed since the foundation of the world may be charged against this generation, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who was killed between the altar and the house of God. Yes, I tell you, it shall be charged against this generation.'" Something he might say.